I think and think I thought myself out of happiness 1,000,000 times, but never once onto it. Jonathan Safran said this. But have we ever thought? Why do we even think? We as humans have evolved to develop a sophisticated ability to rationalize, analyze, and think, because it simply helps us survive. Our minds do an incredible job to keep us alive, but do not help us thrive. Stop thinking and end your problems. The mind simply does what it was designed to do, and it has to be thinking. That is not wrong in any means, but we don't understand that the mind's only duty is to help us survive. If you want to be free of frustration, resentment, and anger, you need to let go of listening to your mind and start going beyond by tuning into something much greater that will help you not just survive, but also thrive. A crowded mind gives no space for a peaceful heart. Are we supposed to stop thinking? Of course not. It's not possible to entirely stop thinking, because thinking is crucially needed in order to create and be productive. But what we can do is reduce the time we spend thinking so that it gets smaller day by day, until we get to the point where we do not get caught up in our own thinking, so that we can live in a blissful state most of the time. Don't assume we are trying to stop all thoughts in general. What would be beneficial is the difference between thoughts and thinking, and acknowledging that, and recognizing when negative thoughts are overwhelming us. We should work on allowing thoughts to come and flow, while we minimize the thinking about those thoughts that emerge. By becoming aware that we are thinking, and that this is an extreme thinking of every thought, we know the root cause of all our suffering. And this automatically makes us conscious of the fact, and that we become detached when we allow ourselves to know that this thinking will settle and pass. This takes almost no effort and is done through pure presence in the moment. Think of the following example. If you had a bowl of cloudy and dirty water, how would you make the water clean? Take your time to think of ways to clear out the water. And while most people would go above and beyond to clear out this water by filtering it or even boiling it, with most people, some others do not realize that if we let the bowl of dirty water sit for a period of time, we can see that dirt begins to settle down on its own, and the water becomes clear by then. This could be a way to understand how our minds work also. If we let our thinking sit without disturbing it by trying to filter or boil, the thinking will settle down on its own, and our minds will become free from thinking. The natural state of water is clear, and the natural state of our minds is also clear, if we do not disturb it. When life begins to feel unclear and stressful, and you start dwelling in your thoughts, just know that you're thinking extremely of every thought, which is stirring up the dirt, therefore making your mind cloudy and difficult to see ahead. Give yourself space and time to stop stirring the dirt in your brain. Let your thinking calm down and let it clear itself. And by that, you are helping yourself to stop thinking of negativity and all else that is making you anxious. There's no way that we remain in a state of no thinking. But by trying to follow the system of how water clears out itself, we can be teaching our brains to stop exaggerating and complicating every thought. This episode is connected to the previous, and as previously mentioned, thoughts are nourishing, and thinking could destroy the state of nourishment. Let thoughts come to you, but don't let them get at you. Suppose that you are in a quicksand. The way to get out isn't to fight it, because if we panic and frantically try to fight it, We only make things worse by tightening the grip it has on us and pulling us under faster. The only way to stop struggling is to bring yourself to the surface with ease. And that is how we can break free from our thinking, by letting it go and trusting our inner wisdom to guide us back to clarity and peace. Minimizing the time spent in thinking will help us feel more joyful, peaceful, and present in every moment. We cannot control when we begin to think, but we can control the pace of our thinking. We are ever really one moment away from remembering that we always have that infinite well of clarity, joy, and peace. So then next time you just find yourself getting caught up in your own thinking, remember to stand still, let your mind calm down until it gets back to its clear initial state.